This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Love you too. There he goes, Bobby Belt, Cowboys Insider, every night, 5:30. Time now for LA Live. Here's Lucius.
Damn, I got to turn that mic on again.
It is, things in life.
Yeah, man, it's the second time today, too. It is a Toxic Tuesday in LA Love. We'll get into that right after Rick.
Right.
Well, all right, you squares.
Fire up this funk. Yeah. LA Live for March 21st, 2023. I have no question for the Tolos today. I'll probably get back on that tomorrow. I appreciate your participation, though, Tolos. They're still responding to the question for Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go onto your social, and it's a long line of questions and replies. It's terrific. It's engagement farming.
This is great.
Yeah, that's good stuff over there, Lucius.
It's fantastic. Let's get into the toxic stuff while we have time, though.
Okay.
G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day on the fan at 2:30. You see anything out there floating on the social medias, you say, man, this would be funny on the radio, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on the social medias. That is L-U-C. I-O-U-S, and I'll try to get in the mix, y'all. Our champion, this is day two for these guys right here. Two different situations. God will make a way out of no way, even if you don't have the groceries to last to the end of the week.
Look at your neighbor and say he's a meat stretcher. He'll stretch your meat. Hallelujah.
Well, they was getting excited in there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's my guy.
Really? Yes, that's what I came for.
Spot down on Oaklawn. This is the church over there.
Why do you think I keep tipping everybody? I see you. I see you. Watch yourselves. I'm going to get this canceled, fam.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know.
It was all good fun.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah. Got nothing against them.
I mean, you can sit there and people watch with the best of them.
Yeah.
Nah, he's cute. Nah. He's trying too hard.
Fit right in there.
Yeah. And this song right here, we're going to take you guys to church. I don't want to go to hell. Apparently, there's two young ladies that are, their father is a Tolo. That they've been singing this song for 24 hours straight now.
I don't want to go to hell. Hell no. I don't want to go to hell. Hell, hell no. Hell is deep. Hell is wide. Hell ain't gonna have me inside.
Hey.
I don't want to go to hell. Hell,
hell
no.
No. Hell no.
Hell no. Hell,
hell no.
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
I don't want to go to hell.
Shoot, Jambo.
All right, let me get to this groove.
Mike Trout's looking heavy up here, dude. He had to take the offseason off. He's a big guy. Look at that.
Yeah, he
sure
is.
That's a baseball body right there.
Yeah. He's going to be built like Paul Bart the Mall Cop when this is all over with.
Paul Bart. He's
going to be a DH.
Yeah, he's going to be built like a third base coach when this is all over with. Toxic Tuesday. Have you guys seen that blob of seaweed that is like larger than United States?
What?
That is coming on the floor, the shores of Florida and the Gulf of Mexico, said to be here by the summer.
Oh, no.
It's all seaweed. It's the size of the United States, and it's just going to take over our shores like some type of horror movie. Have you guys seen that at all?
Sounds horrible.
Sounds disgusting.
Need
to get the frogs out.
More
fish
delicious.
That, you know what I'm saying? Run the frogs on
twice
the top of that
the
seaweed.
Size of the U.S.?
Yeah, they says it stinks. They says it's toxic.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do about it. Listen to this.
The 5,000-mile-wide belt of sargassum is expected to be the largest on record. And when it peaks in size in July, could be a serious damper on tourism in Florida. Let's bring in CNN's chief climate correspondent, Bill Weir. Bill, what is behind these massive blooms?
Well, this is a natural occurring phenomenon. There's actually a Sargasso Sea in the middle of the Atlantic, but normally it is surrounded by ocean currents, a gyre that keeps it in place as it decomposes. This one broke off and has doubled in size in a month. As it gets closer, when you think about 6-foot drifts of rotting, seaweed, maybe some states like Florida might invest in guys getting out there in front of it right now. But science says so they've been watching this, and it's gotten bigger and denser year to year. And it's actually 200 times bigger than the blob this time last year.
Oh,
quite a blob.
Uh-oh. Gosh, it's a big blob.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You guys ever seen this horror movie called The Stuff?
No.
Yeah, this
I did see the blob.
Okay. Kind of like the same thing, the stuff, the blob. Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Under the door, to the sink.
That's what the seaweed is about to do to you when you get out there to that beach. So Toxic Tuesday, the seaweed is about to take over all the beaches here in America. Let's see what else we got.
We can't have like a big net. Like we can't go through there with like a big ship and just kind
of. It's the size of a country, bro. Yeah. It's bigger than our country.
I mean, if we start now, could we maybe head it on?
Yeah.
Can we napalm it?
Yeah. You know? Can we just set it on fire?
That sounds like America. We'll just set it on fire.
We just
bomb it?
Just
get it
set
with?
The thing on fire, and I think we'll be okay.
I got to get out there for 4th of July. We got to bomb this thing. Toxic Tuesday. Pippin's old wife, Larsa Pippin, says that she did the wild thing 4 times a night for 23 years while married to Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Holy smoke, Scottie.
Did you see the reaction of the lady she was doing the conference with?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were all like looking at her like, what?
They were all talking over her, first of all. Listen to this.
I was married for 23 years. I've always had sex like 4 times a night.
4 times a night?
A night. Yeah, so 3 times a week is nothing.
Hold on. You're telling me you had sex 4 times a night when you were married?
She's just saying she could be.
I had sex 4 times a night every night. I never had a day off for 23 years.
Wait, hold on, what?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You're poor Bush doing that.
You had sex 28 times a week.
Yeah, I swear.
For but with 23 years?
Yeah.
So on the road too, when he was traveling?
I don't understand. We never spent time away from each other. Okay. Like, we had a private plane. I traveled with my kids. Well, yeah.
Marcus has big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Oh. He wears the size 15 shoes. Whoa. I think he's okay.
Marcus, bro.
Is that our guy, Andy Cohen?
Yeah. Yeah, he put
he
it
might have been
there.
Boozing again.
That's my guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did she confirm that all 4 times were with Scotty?
No.
She can't.
It's time for bed, Scotty. Okay, I'm just going downstairs.
Yeah. Jeez. Sorry. I feel sorry
she
for Jordan.
She put it on herself.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan's son. Yeah, she should have never said that out loud. But if I was Jordan's son, bro, I'd be having second thoughts.
Yeah, that's a hectic schedule.
Third
to keep
thoughts?
Up with.
Fourth thoughts?
Yeah. Is he getting married? Are they?
I mean, they're acting like it. Yeah, she says if they do get married, she's taking on the Jordan name.
Oh, no.
She went from Pippen to Jordan, bro. Oh, my God. She's the greatest of all time.
I tell you what, in her prime, she is still a pretty lady. I was covering the Trailblazers, and I was like the in-arena reporter. And so you trade for Scottie Pippen from Houston in like 1999. And this is hippie town where most people are 20 to 40 pounds overweight. A lot of women don't shave their legs or their armpits or do their hair.
Jeez.
You know, they're in like parkas going to the game. And Larsa walks in like a $5,000 outfit, just stunning, you know, an exotic beauty. And it's like everybody in the arena just stopped what they were doing and watched her go to her seats. Every time she would go to the restroom, everybody would stop and like,
oh my,
you know, she was quite an attention getter in her prime. I could see why Scotty stuck with her.
They're going to hang a banner for her somewhere.
Right? I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah. She robbed some years out of Scotty right there.
Yeah.
You could have had 20 more years left in you, bro. He was wasting it. Yeah. Again, little Jordan, bro. What's going on? You don't hear this? Come on, man. You got to bounce, bro.
Yeah, you should.
Let's see what else. Let's keep it toxic on a Tuesday. How about this? A girl gives a young boyfriend. Okay, a girl gives her young boyfriend a hard time while on spring break. You ever go on vacation and have an argument with your significant other?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, well,
every time.
I can't believe we pay for this.
Every time. Well.
Yeah.
We pay for a bad time.
On the way there.
Yeah.
I made a mistake.
Dang, this came for what, a deposit? I can't believe I paid for this. Well, she was giving him a hard time while on vacation. They were on a ski lift with some friends, and she was just giving him the business.
Could literally just stay with me, take an hour of your f***ing time, and that's too much to f***ing ask you. Why is it too much to ask you for an hour of your f***ing time, when every single time we have came here, the past 5 times we have came here, I let you go off, I let you do whatever you want, and then you tell me you're gonna f***ing stay with me, and then you don't, you just f***ing leave me.
What's your name?
And then ironically...
I would have jumped off the ski lift by now, though, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come down here and get me.
I'm really about to hit you really f***ing hard in the head.
Oh. Okay, do it.
By the way, if I said that to my gal, they'd be coming to get me.
Yep.
Wait, this lift.
I'm ready.
Can we tell this guy to slow down? We're going back to the f***ing lot.
Why?
Because I f***ing said so.
Who?
You.
No, I'm going shredding.
No,
you just got the camera out.
Okay, you can come back out.
Why?
What because, Andrew, I'm pissed off.
So you need me to stop snowboarding?
Yes.
My mom drove us here. My mother drove us here.
Yes, and you're f***ing ruining it.
You're ruining it.
Yeah.
So who's in the right, who's in the wrong here? The guy just wants to shred,
he
right?
He just wants to go shred and have
she
fun,
told
man.
She him we'd been here 5 times previously, and every time she lets him do the same thing. So I get why he's like, why does this time need to be any different?
Yeah, what's the problem?
It's a snowboard vacation.
I thought we had a good time here. You need to learn how to shred.
Yeah.
You want to learn how to shred? I can teach you that.
I'm shredding. My mom dropped us here.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. You know, if the guy's being disrespectful and just like using her, I get where he could be in the wrong. But it sounds like this gal is so needy. She needs to take him away from what he loves to do to feed her undying thirst for attention. This is really bad, guy. I hope he gets out of it fast.
Yeah.
She is not going to let you do anything you enjoy the rest of your life. It is her personal challenge to take everything away from you to feed her need for attention. That is a major red flag.
And she was clearly abused.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. He had a helmet on, I'm sure, right?
He did. He started fixing it up. He said, I'm ready.
Yeah. Buckle up. Just don't hit the sunglasses. You know, we're going
to hang out with my mom. Do it. That's why you're here, to hang out with my mom. It's a snowboarding vacation that you wanted to tag along on. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. How about this situation? This dude caught his old lady.
And hence the arguments. I guess I'm not that flexible.
At the hotel.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he creeped up on her. I guess he seen that location.
Yeah. Very
pulled up on her.
Yeah.
He got kind of funny. Look at this.
Oh, look at this. This going viral. Hey, you know me to put this on Facebook. Y'all be ready to... damn. This, y'all...
We didn't even do
that. You naked. It was a whole condom right here. Oh, my God. You nasty asshole. You never use a condom. This burning, y'all. Oh, y'all, wow. My... Hey, you used to talk all about you. What? What'd you say? Hey, don't play with me, dog.
Don't blow and play with me. Yeah. Come outside.
Yeah.
That's what I've been wanting you to say. Yeah, caught his old lady cheating, man. But he was pretty, he joked.
Yeah.
It was shocking to him, but he handled it like a G, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's the important thing, It's hard.
Just move on. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
You got to be strong. You can't be too heartbroken.
Nah.
It's actually doing you a favor. It's like, oh, yeah. I see what's going on here. My bad. Mm.
Shoot, man. Caught
a lucky break there.
Clip I had.
Yeah, caught
anyway.
A break, yeah.
So from where that guy right there, he caught his girl at the hotel. He had a laugh about it. This brother right here caught a double L.
Oh, no.
Caught his girl at the hotel. Then he got shot.
Oh.
Yikes. He tempted the dude to shoot him. He could have just said, hey, I caught y'all. I'm going to leave right here. But instead, he tries to fight the guy, and the guy gave him a hot one.
Ooh.
I bet you won't put that gun down. Put it down.
Then you're
going
to die.
Well, shoot me. Shoot.
Man.
You got a gun. I bet you won't drop that, bitch. If I don't bless your ass.
You're the one that's trying to show out on Facebook when you come to my
house. I ain't gonna do a goddamn thing.
Drop it.
Bitch.
Drop the hammer.
I'm gonna shoot you in your face. I'm gonna shoot you in my face.
Now what are you gonna do?
I think if you're the side piece, you got to run. You can't go in there with a gun saying, I'm going to shoot this guy if he shows up. You're in the wrong. Just get out of there.
Yeah, the side piece can't shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad, man. That's your old girl. You talk to her about that later. Let me get my clothes, and I'm going to get on out of here. I'll pay for this room.
And just go. I'm going to slide out of here.
Yeah, I pay for this room, so. Oh, shoot. I wanted to play this for you guys. I'll leave on a good note.
Okay.
I was going to play Cameron telling Ben Simmons. You know what? I got a time. Hold on. Cameron told Ben Simmons to get out of New York.
Yeah.
Cameron, the rapper from Harlem.
Oh,
yeah, he's from New York. Yeah.
He's from New York. Played some basketball down here in Texas at Junior College Navarro. He was pretty good, but couldn't stay out of the drug game. Here he is.
Ben Simmons, at this point, you're costing me money. I don't know where you're going to go, but you get the f*** out of New York personally. We don't really want you around. You're a disgrace. Philly, y'all are suckers for shipping them over to us. Y'all could take them. Personally, you f***ed your whole stock up. I don't know nobody who wants you. But you can leave New York. You're costing me money.
You're costing me money. All right, man. It's Toxic Tuesday. I'm out of here.
Very toxic, Lucius.
Yeah, very, very much so. Off. Y'all be careful out of here.
Yes, sir.
And if you catch an old lady cheating, don't tell the dude with the gun to
shoot me.
Shoot me.
That man's scared. You know, you never know what he's going to do. Yeah. It's time for a G-Bag NFL draft. Ask us anything. You can ask Brian and Wolchuk about prospects. You can ask any member of the nation anything. Maybe even Carter Freeman will field the question. You never know what could happen when an AUA breaks out, and it's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.